This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, that was Mitchell on wage inflation. Here is another kind, commodity inflation, propane specifically. Something like 5% of American households burn propane to keep warm, and they are in for a more expensive winter. Residential propane is averaging $2.60-something cents a gallon, the highest it's been in a decade. And of course, the colder the weather, the higher the demand. Prices thus react accordingly. And as Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, rural parts of this country are bracing themselves.
Residents of Shiprock, New Mexico, only have a few options when it comes to home heating.
Wood stove, coal stoves, pellet stoves.
The other option, says Eugenia Charles Newton, is propane.
And in some communities that don't have clean water, it's used to boil water.
She represents Shiprock in the Navajo Nation Council and says many in her community are on tight budgets.
You find yourself having to decide, is propane more important than food or is propane more important than gas to drive to work?
Most U.S. households are heated with natural gas or electricity. Unlike propane, those markets are highly regulated, which somewhat insulates consumers from big price swings. But those energy sources don't reach every corner of America.
So if you're up in rural Ohio or Minnesota, you don't have access to natural gas because of the pipeline system doesn't get to that last mile.
S&P Global Platts analyst Robert Steer says at this point in a typical year, U.S. propane producers would have plenty stored to sell domestically. But this year, international demand has been exceptionally strong.
So we're going into winter right now with seasonally low inventories.
Just how much that continues to drive up prices depends on how cold of a winter we have. John Nelson lives in Rugby, North Dakota, about 50 miles from the Canadian border, and serves in the State House of Representatives. When propane prices spike, his community feels it.
It impacts everybody, but certainly the individuals that are on a fixed income.
Nelson is warning his constituents to budget for higher heating bills. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.